Well, Milanov stories, they abound, but what is more is Velich. Velich and Milanov, I don't think they saw eye to eye. Milanov was a bit jealous about certain soprano roles. She could consider them her own, but she was entitled to do it, to tell you the truth. She was so darn good in those roles, especially The Force of Destiny. There were times when I used to be awfully scared. I listened in on the radio, or I listened in the theater, in rehearsals, even with piano. She would be delightfully slovenly for chorus places, but when she sang her aria, she was magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
It was the funniest thing, but she once, I have it also in my book, I enjoy that story. I tried to get the sound of the orchestra in my own way, to find out if I had to jump in, what do I hear on stage? And I was listening as if I were going to be Santuzza. And I was on the side, the right side, facing the audience, and the man who was there, Desiré Dufresne, said, go to the other side, here there's too much things going on. So I went to the other side, not realizing that was the place where the soprano had to come out of her dressing room and go into the wings. In came Madame Milanov. Varnai, what are you doing there? And I thought, dear Lord, help me. I am learning, Madame. That is good. And she walked off with a presence of not a Santuzza, but a queen of heaven knows what. And she thought I was learning from her, which I did in one way. I copied. Yes. And so she came off stage and says, you have to watch out, for there is one place there you could hurt yourself with one of these chairs. Be careful. That was an accolade that she accepted me.
Yes. Yes, it was her stamp.
That was her stamp.
Mm-hmm. They said, Madame Milanov, could you please tell us the story of Il Trovatore? And she said, how can I? I only sing one role.
I like it.